Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Ethan Vance, Hannah Kendall, and Isaac Zymitz join us on today's program to talk about their qualification for the Iowa High School Speech Association's All-State Individual Speech Festival being held today at the University of Northern Iowa. First of all, what was your reaction when you heard the news?
I was very excited because this is my first time ever making All-State for individuals, and I've actually never been to the festival before, so it'll be completely new for me, and I'm excited to see how it plays out.
I was also extremely excited. This is also my first time being an individual nominee for All-State, so I was really excited to have the experience and know that I could be proud of my work.
Kind of continuing the sentiments, this is my second time being nominated for All-State Individual. First time was for improv, this time for acting. I think it's exciting to go to the festival every year. I didn't go last year, but I have gone my sophomore and now my senior year. It's definitely a lot of fun, and it's a lot different from the state group event because that one's more of a competition. Well, this All-State is more of just a fun festival where we get to see other people perform, and it's really just an exciting time to be there.
What are your pieces about, and why did you choose those categories this year when it came to individual speech?
So my first piece, literary program, is I just take a collection of different poems and short stories, and I put them together with transitions, and then I perform it, and it has to be a cohesive piece, and mine's about cats. And solo improv is just like group improv, but by myself in front of a room of people. And I chose to do those because I did really well with my lit program my sophomore year. And so I redid that this for my senior year. And then this is my first time doing solo improv. And I did that because group improv went really well. And Mrs. Jones told me I need to do it.
So my prose is by Margaret Powell. It's called Below Stairs, and it's basically about a kitchen maid who works in England in the 1920s, and she's just complaining about her job and the different aspects. And I chose to do prose because I have done Reader's Theater for the past 2 years, and I've made it to All-State both years for a group Reader's Theater. And it's basically just individual Reader's Theater. You're reading off of a script. And I thought that I could do really well at that, and Mrs. Jones thought I could do really well at that, so that's why we chose that category.
The piece I did for acting is called I Am Not Batman by Marco Ramirez, and I kind of chose this piece because of a TED Talk I saw with Adam Driver, where at the middle of it, they just started performing this piece, and I thought it was a really emotional, moving piece because it's a story about a boy who dreams he's Batman, but then later on, we learn out that the reason he wants to be Batman is because he doesn't have a great family life, so it's kind of his escape fantasy. And I thought it was just an emotional and powerful piece, and I thought it'd be cool to convey it.
What are the challenges for you, or even differences, maybe not challenges, of performing individually on a stage as opposed to in large group speech?
The hardest part about doing individual rather than group is there's no one there to save you. So I know if I mess up, all eyes are on me and there's no one else there to save me. And then also the hardest part about improv for me is essentially it's me talking to me in front of a lot of people, and so I feel always really awkward because it's a conversation with myself, and that's kind of like what crazy people do.
The biggest difference between individual and group is definitely that all of the critiques and all of the attention is on you, so everything, every nitpicky thing is directed right towards you. So you know that if you mess up, they're definitely going to catch it.
I think one of the major differences between the two is that individuals is very, like, focused on you as the performer and other people as the performer. So I think it gives you really that opportunity to show your skills and showcase them. Because when you're sometimes in an ensemble, it can be hard to see you as a person opposed to everyone else combined together. So it's kind of interesting to finally take away that and see you performing a piece.
And for the three of you, what do you look forward to most about being at the festival today? And what do you look forward to most about performing among some of the best individual performers in the state?
I'm most excited because a lot of my family is going to be here and they get to see me perform my pieces. And it's nice to know that I will be recognized as one of the best in my category in the entire state.
I'm definitely looking forward to being able to support my fellow performers because it's really interesting to see the different pieces that people have put together. And I'm also excited to get to show people the work that I've done and how hard I've worked to make a really, really great performance.
I'm most excited about getting out of school for a day. But in all seriousness, I think it's just a really cool thing to have a celebration of speech and thespian that we get to bring come together and enjoy each other's pieces and show what we've been working on and kind of get the chance to present it to everyone else.
Once again, those were Pella's individual All-State Individual Speech Festival qualifiers. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.